Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines of history in the making. Big event occurred on Friday, right after we went off the air. Wisconsin Senate race, Democratic primary, Sarah Godlewski withdrew from the race and she endorsed Mandela Barnes. A few days before that, Alex Lazary had dropped out of the race and he also endorsed Mandela Barnes. When all of this happened at the beginning of this week, the Democratic Party issued a formal endorsement of Mandela Barnes, even though there are four more candidates still in the race, which is contrary to the Democratic Party Constitution. So where are we? What's going on? Now, first of all, I know Mandela Barnes. He's a friend of mine. I think he'll be a great senator, and I think he'll beat Ron Johnson. But this is really unprecedented. Sarah Godlewski put $4.5 million into the race out of her own money, and she withdrew less than 2 weeks before the election. Alex Lazary put $12.5 million into the race, and he withdrew about 2 weeks before the election. The two principal opponents to Mandela Barnes right now who are still on the ballot are Stephen Olakara and Peter Pekarsky, and then there are two others beyond that. But Stephen Olakara and Peter Pekarsky are running hard, and they're qualified individuals. But Mandela Barnes now has an overwhelming advantage. And as I say, I know him as well. He's a friend, and he will be a great senator.
Now, what's happening in the Democratic Party 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago,
people just didn't pull out of the race. In the governor race, there were two people who pulled out, Dana Wachs and Andy Gronick. They pulled out of the governor race 2 months before the election, but that's because they had been knocked off the ballot for insufficient signatures. They had to go through a legal process to be restored. Then they got back on. But at that point, it looked very, very disorganized, and so that they both stayed out. But in general, you commit to a race, and you have supporters, you have donors, and your supporters expect you to be on the ballot. In this case, a lot of them already voted. They already voted for Sarah Godlewski and Alex Lazary and Tom Nelson. He dropped out weeks ago. He had supporters. I think you owe it to your supporters, frankly, to stay in the race. I think you owe it to your supporters to continue to say the things and your positions on issues that induce them to support you in the first place. You owe it to your supporters. There is a legal process whereby you can change your vote if your candidate drops out. And what's the basis of that? Right now, Tom Nelson, Sarah Godlewski, and Alex Lazary's names still are on the ballot. They'll be on the ballot on Election Day, August 9. They'll be on the ballot for people doing early in-person voting. And they're going to get tens of thousands of votes. People who, A, voted before they dropped out, or B, don't know that they dropped out. A lot of people in the state don't know they dropped out. That's inside baseball. It's been in the newspapers. Maybe it's been on TV. A lot of people don't see it. The way that you change your vote, your candidate is still in the ballot, but you still want to vote for someone else. In this case, Godlewski out, Lazary out, Nelson out. You could vote for Mandela Barnes, you could vote for Peter Pekarsky, you could vote for Stephen Olcara, or two of the other names that are on the ballot. What you do is it's called spoiling the ballot. That's a legal term, S-P-O-I-L, spoiling the ballot. It's legal. And what you do is there's a phone number you call, and you go down and you get your ballot, and you have to cast a new one. Do not go in on your own. Do not go in on your own and go, I'm going to go in person early early voting, or I'm going to go on election day. You go up to me and go, well, you know, I voted for Nelson and now I want to vote for this one. Do not do that for a lot of reasons. They don't have the resources to check on you at the time anyway. And if you vote twice and you haven't had authority to do it, that's a crime. So do not do that. Do not do that. But you can call your clerk's office and they will tell you the procedure and you can do it over the phone. I frankly don't endorse that. I don't think it's a good idea. I have not yet voted. I have not yet voted. So I would have no reason to do it. But even if I had voted and it had been for one of the candidates who dropped out, I would not spoil my ballot. I would not go through the legal hoop, call them up and get a new ballot. There are some people who probably did that for Nelson and then voted for Godlewski or Lazary and they dropped out too. I don't know how many times you can spoil your ballot. I really don't. I suspect only once. And this is serial dropping out. So, you know, for people who are thinking of running in the future, you owe it to your supporters. You know, yeah, you don't want to spend a lot more of your own money. Lazary put in $12.5 million. Godlewski put in $4.5 million. There's no law that says you have to pump in a lot more money or any more money to do television advertising. Some of them had already made media buys right up the election anyway. But even if you didn't, hold press conferences, go around the state, get up and talk about the issues, say what you believe. That's the way Bill Proxmire did it. That's the way Fighting Bob La Follette did it. That's the way Pat Lucey did it. On the Republican side, that's the way Lee Dreyfus did it, Warren Knowles, Tommy Thompson. That's what you do. And if you lose, you lose. Winston Churchill once said that politics is just like war, except that you can be killed 17 times. And deal with it. Deal with it. I personally think that people who run, even if they're unsuccessful, stand by their principles right to the end, marshaling their supporters around them, more highly regarded going forward and have a better chance in the future of being the nominee than if they go up to 2 weeks before the election or 10 days before the election or whatever and go, okay, I've taken all you people along, I've taken all your contributions, and now I'm going to turn to another candidate whom you presumably didn't support in the first place because you went for me. I don't think that's the way to do it. That's my own feeling. I do not think that's the way to do it. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with money. I understand it. You know, Bill Proxmire, he was my mentor in politics. Bill Proxmire served in the Senate from 1957 to 1988, 31 years. And towards the end, you know, he spent under $100. Why did he spend under $100? He spent under $100 to mail back contributions that he got. He didn't take any contributions. What he did is he walked around the state. Anybody is over, I think, over 50 that is listening to this broadcast shook hands with Bill Proxmire at least once. At a grocery store, at a Packer game, at the flower exhibit at the state fair. He used to keep, he told me afterwards, a clicker in his pocket. And every time he shook a hand, he'd click it. He shook over 4 million hands. Over 4 million hands in his lifetime. He put bandages around his hands. I campaigned with him, and he campaigned with me when I ran for office. Very grateful to him. He's an outstanding U.S. Senator, my friend William Proxmire. But that was a different era. Now, a lot of it's consultants. A lot of it's you have to marshal the support from interest groups, either on the far left, if you're in the Democratic Party, or far right, if you're in the Republican Party. There are no fair maps. There are no fair maps. Everything is the primary. Everything is the primary. And the only way you're going to win a primary is if you skew to the border of your party. Border of your party. In this particular case, I think Mandela done a very good job rounding up the border of his party. One thing I would say to my friend Mandela is this. Take a good look at John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He's doing very well. John Fetterman got the endorsement of the fringes of his party, but he's his own man, and he'll be his own man in the Senate. I commend that to Mandela Barnes. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.